Chapter 11. Merope.
When the balloon's basket had caught on the peak, the lawyer had assumed the mountain had a bottom, like every other mountain. Now he was no longer sure. It was a very long way down. The lawyer continued his arduous descent. This wasn't how he had planned things at all. The stones of the mountainside were small and loose and dusty, and sharply they bit him each time he fell. What had he done to deserve this? He wanted to be with Kara, or back in the palace, solving problems for the king, or at home eating supper with his buddies, Liam and Chevet. Anywhere but here. Tension and stress simmered like summer. Anxiety and impatience weighed heavy like a blanket. Shortness of breath, a fever's heat, contractions of muscles all coming together for a black explosion in the dreadful and holy dark temple of rage. The beagles began to bark, wild and vicious, and then suddenly disappeared.